That's the point.
When that's part of the third Fatima prophecy.
That is correct. And now what happens is, this is about the money. And Russia is attacking not because of money. Russia is trying to take over Kiev because of the fall of the world. This is the craziest thing you've ever heard.
Why can't Russia beat Kiev? What is that Kiev that can't be knocked off by the huge Russian military?
The nastiest bugs ever.
Oh, you mean they're suicidal? You knock our lab out, we'll release the bug. That's the problem.
You knock our lab out, and it'll be released.
Wow.
You remember the pestilence? You remember the wind?
What did you say, Carol?
Pestilence.
What did you just say about pestilence, Ian?
You blow that lab up, you release the pestilence.
Right. So
the angels are all about, the angels are all about that. Let the winds blow. They're like, fuck yeah, let's get it. Let's get it, dude. Let's get it. They love it.
Mm-hmm. So you have to stand up. What would Russia try to knock off?
No, it's not a standoff. No, it ain't a standoff. This is the end. Kiev is the end. That's why they changed the name of it to Kyiv.
Hmm.
How you know?
Has a different meaning? Has a different meaning now? Relevant meaning?
Not sure. We went to the Carnegie Museum, and then we found out we was in the wrong place. It's the Carnegie Library.
Okay, come on. Have you done with
that? It's
gone.
This is the same thing.
This is a battle between the aliens and the angels. The aliens don't want this release in some way, right?
Yet. Can somebody say yet? Yet.
Yeah, yet.
Not yet. That's Ukrainian.
No, you have talked about the battle between the aliens and the angels. Even though it's not much difference, can't tell them, whatever. But there is a difference. So the angels are hoping to release this thing to fuck up the aliens, to give the angels' agenda priority. That's the standoff here, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So is there a checkmate in that? Did somebody checkmate anybody in there?
Don't know, but you could check the National Bank of Ukraine. Their bank rate is 25%. They're paying a pretty good rate of interest. 25% interest on your money, fourth every year. That's not bad.
Okay. Is Zelensky aware of all this dilemma?
You mean the actor?
Yeah, the actor.
Yeah. The one who's ruling his country, the one who's protecting the Confederate Guard, the one that's running around doing photo shoots in Vanity Fair, the one who's running around doing pictures with everybody and inviting everybody over and having tea parties, and we wish he was a little more buff and he could wear them little t-shirts. He wears them little tidy little t-shirts, but he's a little dumpy fat fucker. If he would look a little tighter, he'd look better. Or they've got them corsets he can wear to make him look better. If he's going to be on Vanity Fair, for fuck's sake, he needs to look the best you can look. So in that position that he has more concern with his hair being great or shabby chic than he is with the state of his country.
Yeah.
You must give us more money. We need more money now. Well, no, we don't need money. We must have bombs. Now we have to have bombs, and we have to have bombs and a way to shoot the bombs. Okay, now we need guns. Okay, now we need bullets to go in the guns. Okay, now we need to come show us how to put the guns in the bullets and then shoot the guns. They don't even know how eggs get out of the chicken, and now they're going to take over Mother Russia. They defeated goddamn Mother Russia.
Okay, we got that.
What are we missing here?
I know, yeah, you're missing. Does Donald Trump know about this situation where we're talking about in Kyiv?
As quiet as we've ever said it? Certainly.
He doesn't need to hear this session to know.
No, he knows. That's it. Nah. Okay, you want to hear the rest of it? As his oil futures with OPEC 2 are doing very well.
Yes, but is how many people on the planet know what you just described? What's at stake?
2,344.
Not too many. So you brought in the word checkmate. Is there a checkmate here, or have I checkmated the world?
Don't know.
Can't say that yet.
Queen to queen level 3. Calm down. Don't do that.
Okay.
Don't stir up. Carolyn's stirring up shit.
Do you see the bombing and then the release of the plagues? Do you see that?
Already have.
Happening.
We've been describing that all along. That's what you're bitching about that hadn't happened yet. We already told you it's going to happen and said the end is here. The end is now. It's over. The fat lady's on the stage. She's singing, pack your shit. Lion, what did you mean when you told me to pack my shit? Pack your shit! That's what we meant.
Okay, Ion. Come on, let's move along. So, does the release of these things, which are already happening, but at a more devastating public level, more obvious deaths, will that happen before we announce our Coldplay?
Depends.
There's a lot of factors of the order. The alien meeting.
No. Don't make this hard. This ain't hard. Bob, in about a minute, we're going to be ready because production is up. We're going to be okay. That's not the point. The point is you've got to, well, what did Trump go to Washington to do? Drain the swamp. And he's now figured out that he's got to drain all of it. So he pretty much has. They've got covered up the Capitol. They put a fence around the White House and got white vans picking up everybody, harem, scare them, dragging it off. You can go through, have all of Washington, D.C. right now. It's a sale. It's the Vende. You have all of Washington, D.C. It's done. Even Trump was smart. He even sold his option on the courthouse for the Trump Hotel. He owned the lease of that building, spent all that money on it, and got out of it. He's like, God damn, I can't be around here. Let's go. We got to, honey, Mildred, we got to go. So he got out of there right quick. His 100-year lease. Pretty smart.
Because he saw it was coming, but we still have this dilemma. They haven't released the plague that can be released if Putin bombs Kyiv. So would Putin have to sneak in, his aliens, sneak in, kill off the people running Kyiv, and then because they're in charge? That'd be one strategy, right?
It would be a strategy, but that's not what's going to happen. No. Somebody's going to fuck up. Just like they bombed Poland and two people got killed, now they're trying to say the Ukrainians bombed Poland and trying to blame it on Russia. And it's kind of like, come on now. All right, USA bombed Nagasaki. Do you agree?
Yes.
No. Nagasaki and Hiroshima. So that would be like us, United States, bombing Hiroshima and go and then turn around and say, it was North Korea. It wasn't us. It was North Korea. We didn't do it.
Okay, Ion. You're saying that Russia did bomb Poland.
Yeah, correct.
And was it more than two missiles?
Yeah.
Right. So NATO, they don't have anything going for them. They're not even in. They don't run the Kyiv labs, right? Unless they're aliens who run NATO.
No, they don't. That's what's wrong. That's the whole thing. And Trump was in right, he'd say, fire one goddamn bullet. I will eviscerate you off this earth. Fire one. That's what he did. That's what he did with the sand niggers. He said, you kill one U.S. citizen, and I'll do things to you you can't even believe. Do one. Just let one.
The issue is that Russia did nuke Poland, attack, and NATO has to say, oh, no, they didn't do that. So NATO doesn't have to make a decision to go to war against Russia because they can't beat Russia, right?
We don't know yet. We don't know. We don't know yet. Well, Ukraine has.
Yeah, they got
Ukraine
nothing.
Has, they whoop. They got nothing. They got butcher knives running around stuff. Throwing butcher knives. They went in dead tanks. The Russians are running in tanks, and they're laying down. They're laying down little pine trees, gonna slow them down, make it pouring water in the road, making it muddy, so they can't go up and down the road. Come on now, this is getting.
This is gonna be great.
You look at it objectively.
We're
going to
have a private session. Okay, boys, no talking tonight. Private session is 6 hours long.
We're going to have 30 minutes of Linda with an R, 2 hours of Bertrand, 20 minutes of Carl Rove. Carl Rove is going to be on this week. 20 minutes of Carl Rove. He's got his whiteboard. He's got his whiteboard, Bob. He's gonna mark it down of exactly the road to Wellville. He's gonna lay it all out. And then a private session and 20 minutes of Finnegan's Wake. You pick the goddamn thing.
Okay, thank you very much. All right. Maybe a little quicker topic. The New York Post pretty quickly said Trump lost the election. And then they said, well, Trump's gotta resign. He blew it. But that's all changed since he declared the presidency. Is it like shifted the mood? Trump is back on the run again. He's back in charge of the Republican Party.
Correct. Or as you said on Fuck You University, he just filed for presidency so he don't have to go to jail. That was your quote.
And That's not accurate.
Because then he called when he made his speech. He said, boy, this is a hell of a country. And he says, Eric, stand up. And Eric, now Eric's the slow one. You know, Donald Trump Jr., he's the sharper. He's sharper of this, sharper knife in the drawer.
Yeah, I know.
Eric's not so much. He gets up and he waves his hand. He said, this man has had more subpoenas put on him than anybody ever in the planet Earth. No one's ever had more subpoenas for them. He said, you know Al Capone? He's had a few. Al Capone had a few. Nobody in the Earth has said John Gotti. John Gotti had a few subpoenas. Nobody's ever had more subpoenas put on them than has put on Eric Trump. He just kind of waved and smiled and did his little thing and kind of went with it. Like, what the hell kind of thing is that to Gotti? Even if it was true, why would you say it for people? it's just this distraction. Now, Trump running is a distraction, and Ron DeSanctimonious is a distraction. See, a perfect ticket would be Trump, and DeSantis is the vice president.
Yeah. It could be Trump.
Running against Mike Pence and Nasty Pelosi.
They would participate in the election less than Biden did if that couple was a candidate.
True.
They wouldn't even show
Although we had high regards that Donald Trump would probably really consider Liz Cheney as the vice president. You really want to consider that one.
So
That'd be a ticket. They could work that one out.
He'd abuse her at every rally. Everybody would enjoy the torture he'd do. Okay.
He said, boy, that's something that Miss Halliburton. Hello, Mrs. Halliburton. We're glad to see you. Yes.
Okay. Elon Musk, is he pessimistic about the future, or does he listen to us and we give him hope?
Neither. He listens to you and he knows what to do. He's bought Twitter as a loser. How would you spend that much money? Okay, that made that much money. Money was created out of the ethers, borrowed money out of the ethers to buy this thing. He walks in and let this sink in. He walks in with a goddamn sink. He said, all right, you numbed up motherfuckers, you're going to come to work or you're going to get fucking, or consider that your resignation. You want to work? Come to work. You don't want to work? Get the fuck out. Bye. Well, you've hurt my feelings, Elon Musk. You hurt my feelings. So now he says, all right, y'all going to play on this thing. You got to pay me $8. I'm not going to do it. Okay, I appreciate that. Now, I appreciate your words. I hear you. Pay you $8, you know, or get out. He said, now we got to make revenue or we're going to shut this thing down. He hasn't owned it 60 days yet, and he's already going to file bankruptcy, Bob. How are you going to bankrupt your own money? I'm going to, can't say, Bob, we've had a hard day. I'm going to foreclose on the warehouse. Well, how the hell are you going to do that? You owe it to yourself. I'm going to foreclose.
Mr. Bankman is showing him how to do it. He's learning from Mr. Bankman.
I suppose he is. He turns around and says, it's not a problem. I'll come up with it. It's only $8 billion. That only took me a day and a half before. I'm good.
I get your point, Ion. You're pointing out that nobody can do anything on any level of anything, including genetic.
It kind of rhymes with lockdown, Bob Rule.
They can't even raise
hogs. They can't even raise hogs. Pigs are in peril. That's right. And now they get up on the stage and they say, okay, we have a problem, United States of fucking America. We gotta let these aliens in here. Y'all ain't having no babies. We gotta get a population here that's having babies. This is the same people that's running on, you can have an abortion up to the baby's 18th birthday. And now they're saying they're not having enough babies. So it's a little twisted.
Okay, next topic. So Musk is confused and losing like everybody else. Lots without access to Iandom.
We don't know that. It depends on what he does. Because he's already fact-checking bitching O'Biden. He's already fact-checking the White House. They don't like that.
Okay, so what do I say or we say that he follows? What's something recently we did or said that he used?
Better get yourself right because the tech body's fixing to take over. You need to quit diddling with people and start coming into your power. And if you got the capacity, engage it. So he has the tech body, so he's engaging it. He doesn't need workers. There's nobody retypes the words you put on the Twitter, on the twat. They don't rub you up. They don't love you up. You put it in the thing goes where it goes. There's nobody looking at that saying click. It's not like the switch. Remember the switchboard operators?
Yeah.
Where they would just dial the number for it. There's nobody in Twitter that's running the goddamn switchboard. There's been thousands and thousands of people like, y'all too many people, y'all sitting here eating too many donuts. You need to get the fuck out of here. You need to go your ass to work. We don't need you. It's like Trump not filling 10,000 positions that he was supposed to fill. He's like, these people are just drawing a check. They ain't doing nothing. What is the House and the minister, sinister minister things? What the fuck do y'all do anyway? Well, we're in charge of the sinister ministers. Who the fuck are they? We don't need that. Oh,
okay, we got that, Ian. Thank you. Okay, you said, somebody in the alien world started releasing all this UFO footage, and people were seeing UFOs, and maybe even the Eastern Gate aliens are showing themselves.
Yeah.
And that was a year or two ago, a lot of coverage. And then, you said, the UFO authorities in the Pentagon or someplace, they backed off. They're playing it down. And I've heard certain evidences of that. Certain projects and publishings have been doing. Why are they backing off? Because they're not in charge of it. These are real aliens, and they can't control that?
Correct. It's the same thing with the problem with Harry and Meghan. See, they're splitting the sheets. They're getting a D-I-V-O-R-C-E. But they can't do that because they're fixing to drop their Netflix thing in December. Well, that says that they're the most loving, give up my goddamn throne. I give up my throne for you, my little nigger bitch. I love you. I'm going to live with you forever. So that's their big Netflix drop where they can't get a divorce before they have a Netflix flop.
That's not
going to go very good.
Why do they want a divorce? What's happening there?
Oh, that's easy. Here's what happened. What's his name? Harry? Is that his name? Harry?
Yep.
Harry wrote a book. Nasty book. God damn. Pretty fast, filthy. He wanted to drop the book. And sweet little Megan says, oh, hell to the fuck no. You ain't gonna drop nothing. We're going to drop this 2 weeks before the goddamn coronation. We finna turn out church. That's what we finna do. And so they've had a little disagreement. Meanwhile, Perry, spending all his time with his new little friend, away from Miss Markle.
Mm. Yeah, new girlfriend.
Yep.
Boyfriend.
Girlfriend. Oh, okay. Girlfriend. Well, no. We ain't getting into all that. Shit. They do what they do. That's not the point. But this got leaked by the new girlfriend to put Miss Markle's ass in the street. The royals throwed her out. Now, Harry's new girlfriend's gonna throw her out. So she's pretty much out. She better go back to see if they can bring back Fringe. Maybe she did better on Fringe.
Mm-hmm. Or Suits. She was on Suits.
She was better in Fringe than Suits because it was all
okay. Okay, apparently. That came out of Musk. We're talking about Musk. What's the parallel
That's
there?
Right.
Musk is a
Kingdom
divorce.
Kingdom versus authority. You have a frontline run of a monarchy, a sitting queen who steps away just like Queen Victoria. Don't get us started now.
Prince
Albert.
We know all about Victoria and all that. The point is, the parallel theme was U.S. experts back off. That's what we
Same
were talking
thing.
About. Authority versus power.
That's not what we said. Kingdom versus authority.
So the UFO experts, most of them maybe are human, are the Pentagon aliens backing off on the story, or do they want stuff out about aliens to intimidate people?
No. Yeah, all they got to do is change the frequency. All the words that are going to be said have already been said. Sometimes they hear the words, sometimes they don't hear the words. It's kind of like on Saturday night. People say something and you hear it. And then somebody else says it and you don't hear it. You blame it on their phone. It's not that. It's just how close or far away they are to that frequency that you can adapt to. Once you connect to the frequency, you hear every word. And you're very clear. You'll even correct other people trying to say stuff. You go, no, you mean this. And you're right. That's a connection. That's what's happening or being shifted and changed here, is that connection, frequency, correspondence.
Okay. The UFO experts are backing off because they can't,
it's not up beyond them. It's because they're upping the frequency.
What is that effect of what the frequency? What's that got to do? That means less photos of UFOs?
Sky burns. That's a good place to start.
Are the UFO experts, you're saying, are in charge of revealing the aliens and they're burning the sky?
Agreed. Mm-hmm. Don't get too close.
So the UFO experts are not human. They're the aliens. Alien representatives. And Pentagon aliens.
Okay, we don't mind.
You're saying they're backing off to escalate.
You got to go back to what we told you about the Alamo. Don't forget the Alamo. But yes.
No, I don't remember what you said about.
Good. That's what it is. Don't forget the Alamo. So good. That means that you did. Perfect. Lay it out. Count or fix it.
Yeah, but you're saying Megan and Harry, Musk and Biden, UFOs and the real UFOs are at odds with each other because the frequency has increased all around. More lockdown Bob rules, so everybody's saying, well, it's all in Bob's hands now. Is that what you're saying?
Indirectly. We got to say indirectly because you're not 100%, but you're close. So we're placating the position at this point so you can get some of it. Now, somebody else will look at that and go, wow, that's pretty esoteric. But that's being cheeky, too, isn't it? You don't want to be cheeky.
Okay, so there's a guy named Bigelow. That's a billionaire.
Yeah.
I think he has the Skinwatcher Ranch or something you've commented on. It's just a prostitute brothel. Anyways, he funds a lot of the UFO investigations. And he is doing something with DeSantis around the UFO project, or DeSantis agreeing to let Bigelow investigate UFOs or something in Florida. Is there an alien factor that that's a cover-up for? There's something going on in Florida that the aliens are involved with?
No, it's Somerset County and Franklin County.
There's a lot of UFO activity there?
Yeah.
Is it connected to Bimini and the ruins of Atlantis, supposedly, even though Atlantis hasn't happened yet?
No, slow that down. Slow that down. Ask it a different way, and we'll help you, but no.
There's that area there. Forget the name, area something you've talked about, where a lot of secret research is done.
Area 50, Area 51?
No, that's in Nevada or someplace. The one off of Florida. It's a different name, different area. Anyways, they do a lot of secret stuff there for years. Is that connected to these two counties you just named?
Maybe.
Is Bigelow, is DeSantis clued in on what's going on in Poland, like Trump is?
Almost. Almost.
Almost.
He's a little short. He's a little short. See, Trump is supposed to push everybody else back.
Right. And DeSantis is aware of the UFO activity in his state that you're alluding to?
Indirectly.
So these politicians are carrying on pretending there's an America and that there can be a government. They're running for positions in the government. They know that's a distraction or a game, but they don't know what else to do with their time. Correct?
Mostly.
We won't let them into our thing. We don't let these people cooperate with us or help
mostly.
Us.
Mostly. Mostly. Fuck you, that shit. Anybody strolled up, anybody does a drive-by, you welcome in the house, Bob. What the hell are you talking about? You make them the shit. Never mind.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you saying, are you saying there's huge populations of aliens in those counties in Florida like there is in the five boroughs of New York City?
Yes, there are concentrations there.
And Bigelow knows about this? He knows more than he lets on? And he's trying to meet with
them? I'm trying to play with him. He doesn't really want to meet him. He'd much rather have a little light and can come on and show everybody he's got booger men, and that's really what he really wants. But
did you say a light come on or a Trump come on? What did you say?
A light come on.
He wants to have a press conference with what we're doing.
Yeah.
Does he aware that we might upstage him? Is he competing with me?
Not really. Can't compete with you because he know how that goes. Unless he wants his picture made by a gravestone.
Okay, so he's not competing, but he's trying to be a contender. Get in there and be number two.
No, he's trying to, yeah, that's right. It's called win, place, or show, Bob. He's trying to show.
Right. Uh-huh. Okay, you mentioned Matthew 24:40, King James Version. There's this quote, Then shall two be in the field. The one shall be taken and the other left. First of all, that's not about me and Carolyn, is it?
Nope, it is not. It has to do with the families or the people that are coming along and they ascend and the other one doesn't.
Uh-huh. Okay. There's a picture of a human floating up. He's being lifted up to a UFO, like he's suspended in space and being vacuumed up. Has that happened to many humans over the last 50 years?
Yeah.
And often. People even have photos.
Often. Yeah. Well, they never did. It was always a conspiracy theory, and they wiped them, their brains, and then they was crazy, and then they had to go see the alien psychiatrist, and they found out that their id was fucking their ego, and their ego was in bed with their daddy, and they didn't know, like, see. You know, and the next thing you know, you got 300 steps in a two-rung house.
So, if you get picked up like the aliens like that, you probably had a bad outcome. Predicated outcome didn't turn out too good.
Or you had a really, really, really great weekend and a pink Cadillac that nobody took you out in. Either way.
Oh, you didn't go on a trip to New Zealand or something. Is that what you mean?
Correct. Correct.
Is the mind a quantum simulator? The human mind a quantum simulator?
It's not quantum, it's just a simulator. It's not a quantum simulator, it's just a simulator.
Good. And a simulator is a miming? Almost matching?
Unless it doesn't match, then it's a simulator. It matches the closest thing to it without being exact.
That's a simulator.
Yeah.
Okay. So, in the LSD history, the book's called How to Change Your Mind, they talk a lot about serotonin. What is special about serotonin in the brain and in the effects of LSD?
You don't have to say no more. Melatonin puts you to sleep. Serotonin is an invigorator that allows dopamine to flow. If dopamine's flowing in your system, it's kind of like an upper, like a buzz, like what cocaine, kind of way cocaine kicks it. Only the LSD, that particular acid, tricks your mind into thinking that it's beyond its capacity. So you get the yellow brick road, or you go to hell, or somebody's chasing you with knives and sticking pineapples up your bum and doing all that kind of thing. It's called a bad trip. Sometimes that happens that way. And so you adjust appropriately because the same LSD would do different things to everybody. Right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So, this LSD does not do the same things. Well, it does the same chemical process, but it doesn't have the same outcome.
Predicated outcome. Because you say you've done this 100 times. What did Worcester say? Worcester would say you do it 100 times and you have 99 perfect ones and then one bad trip.
Yeah, what about it? He survived the bad trip. It's not a big deal.
No, I understand that, but they didn't want the bad trip. They were looking for the brand of LSD that had the highest high, not the best trip.
The highest high, not a good trip. They didn't want a bad trip, but they didn't want a best trip. They wanted something called the highest high.
Yeah. Because it was how to get out of it. How to get out of it. That was the whole point.
Mm.
That's what the awareness was about, was how to get out of your reality. That's what Dave wanted to do more than anything.
Right. Escape. That's a kind of suicide. Hoping the guff will do that to you. So
agreed.
Why do you... What is on occasional...
Al and L. Ron, that's the best one.
Yeah.
You didn't want to talk about that little boating guy. You didn't want to talk about that little boating incident, did you? Mm-hmm.
What's the boating? Or boating?
Boating. The little boating incident.
Yeah, Robert Maxwell got caught in the crossfire on that one.
Yeah. Okay. Karen, he's telling it now. Oh, this must be a good session. He's letting go a little bit. He's easing off his sphincter a little bit, Carolyn. He's kind of letting go. This is a good day.
Okay. And the serotonin factor, how would you compare what it does with our product? Do our products help the serotonin, balance it out, make it extra powerful?
It increases. No, it increases serotonin capacity. So you can have a larger dopamine receptor without causing the trip effect. So the synaptic neuron transmitters are not aggravated. They are focused. Because, see, you can take something to make yourself aggravated. Like when people have too much caffeine, they get the jitters. The caffeine makes them have the jitters. That's too much. So
is that abrogating? Is that what you just said, the word abrogated?
Yeah.
Okay.
It is.
Too much.
Mm-hmm.
So we get the benefits of these, the highest high with almost no disturbances in ourselves.
That's correct. But in ascension, your body's going to fight back now because it doesn't want to do that. It wants to die. So it's going to kick back. So when you start this process, we never said it wasn't going to be. We didn't say it was going to be easy. We said it's something you really want to do. We didn't say it was the thing that was going to fall and hit you on your head and say, oh, ascension, here we go, bang. It's not like that.
Right.
You got to go after it.
Okay, so, there was a question on the ICEL. Are electromagnetism and or gravity, are they fundamental building blocks of reality?
Yes. Yes, we already said that.
Electromagnetism and or gravity are fundamental building blocks of reality.
We got it.
And that's reality, which becomes a marketplace and an anchor for your deficiency in little manness, and you don't want to have fundamental
that's
building
correct.
Blocks.
Exactly right. And then a quark will point that out to you and show you how you fucked up the last time. You go up and then show you how you fucked up the last time. And then up and then show you how you fucked up the last time. And then up, show you how you fucked up the last time. That's what a quark will do. It'll straighten you out to point that you'd be looking, that's the rear view mirror of looking back to see. You can see what you could see.
Yeah, that's
you were
the
looking
problem
back
with books.
At me.
The New Dark Ages came in with books and then what they called science, beginning with Newton, that started giving people delusional fundamental building blocks of reality.
No. It wasn't building blocks. It was words. This is what I know. I sat under an apple tree hit my head, so I'm going to make a whole lot of science. God damn, it was a fucking apple for Pete's sake. How does Newtonian physics work from that?
Okay. So they say that Newtonian physics led to the space effort, getting out of space. We didn't know F equals MA. We wouldn't be able to get anywhere. We wouldn't be able to go to space.
Well, then you should know, if that's true, then you should know when the apple hits you in the head, you can't throw the apple back up and put it back on the tree. So F equals MA doesn't work when you throw the apple back. So, Houston, we got trouble. Now, if you could throw the apple back and put it back on the tree, all right, now we're working with something. Now we got something. Now you can do nuclear polarity. Good. Now you're getting
when
somewhere.
When you reattach it to the apple tree. I think that's
correct.
What you're saying.
Yeah, it's not. If you could, so, Sir Isaac Newton could figure out if you were on the moon how to get back to the earth, but not the other way around. Apparently.
You figure if he'd help you get back, but he couldn't get you there. His rocket.
If the apple's in the tree and the apple hits you in the head, and that's Newtonian physics, so then based on that model, if you're on the moon, Newtonian law will allow you to get from the moon back to the earth, but not the other way around. That's what's wrong with it.
Okay, in the movie The Right Stuff, which was about the pilots breaking the sound barrier, and then they were the first pilots to get into the space program.
How about that? Talk about Mach 1.
In that movie, when they showed the Apollo moon landing and the drama of the rocket taking off and going to the moon, they showed Aboriginals sitting there in Australia someplace, kind of, quote, meditating and going to the moon with their own inner capacities. That's the difference. If we didn't have Newton in books, we would have gone the route of the Aborigines, or kept those abilities.
Correct, or just dialed up the right stargate and did it that way. That's what most people would do.
And we got a real problem with the fucking stalemate. But you say something's going to happen. The stuff's going to get released over in Ukraine in Kyiv. That's not good. But when you say there's nothing but radioactivity now, our products protect us from that radioactivity? Or it's not a problem?
Well, for those that take them, yeah.
Yeah, it's a problem for those that don't take them?
Well, yeah, because your body can't respond. You can't catch up in time. It's cobalt.
How does there get to be so much radioactivity?
The Earth, the AL2SO4, the changing in the atmosphere, it's going on. It's happening. It's why there's Carolyn Hanser products. Why can't you get your nutrition out of the ground? The minerals are in the Earth, Bob. Why can't you just eat a carrot and get your minerals? Fuck. Why I gotta take something that tastes bad to get my magnesium in my body? What the fuck? Same thing. Same reason. Why can't I drink water out of the sink? thousand years so, you drank water out of the sink. Why can't I drink it now? The key is now. Why? What
okay,
happened?
Okay, so listen, I got
Earth
that.
Changed.
So I didn't image this right. AL2SO4, part of its content is radioactivity. It's increasing on the planet.
I did that 4 years ago.
Okay, good. What were the double names of Justin Trudeau and Biden when they walked into China with their coats on, Chinese coats on? What were their names?
Paul Simon, not the singer, Paul Simon. Now, they pronounce it Simeon sometimes, but it's Simon. That's how it's written. And that was the Trudeau. And then Arthur is the Biden. Now Biden has another brother other than his wayward brother. There's another brother that fills in sometimes because you can just look at him and tell that it's four or five different people different times. The way they speak, the way they talk is crazy. And one's like Alzheimer's or something. It's some like multiplicity where they have these clones and they keep getting worse and worse and worse and worse when they have all these clones. But
That's why they get worse. You can't stop that erosion. Okay.
Yeah, it is. It's the dulcimers are falling by the moment.
And I don't know if this can be heard, but the aliens, they have the technology to make clones, correct?
Oh yeah. Now humans have it now. Humans have it now and do 150.
Okay, so we can broadcast that statement. All right. Oh,
yeah. That's easy.
Okay. Is that you, Ara? Sweden. Ara? Okay, Darius, got a question for Ion?
Yeah.
Go
Can you hear me all right? Oh, let me grab a question.
Don't be on speaker. I can't make out what you're saying.
I'm on my, I was on my headphones. Is that better?
Yeah.
Hey, Al.
Good morning. What's up, Buttercup?
What's up? So my first question was, the new way of looking at the, is the new way of looking at Bob's chart an example or a reflection of how the angel diagram is in motion?
Bob says no, we say yes. Because Bob is limited, there's no obsolescence or retrieval in Bob's category. They're all put in a slot.
There's lots of retrievals in there. You just don't know where they are.
No, they're not. You gotta have last.
What you call backspin and front spin. Chiasmus. Look at the bottom line up from top there. Rai Eloy too lofty.
You can believe us or Bob. Pick your choice. Whatever you want.
I present the tetrads of the holy offices in the Amendment of Prince Charles. Hans McLuhan. That's rhetoric. Obsolescence.
Orifices. Not offices. Come on.
Back to you, Derek.
See, he's sitting here preaching to us and don't even want his own goddamn chart says. That's our boy. That's our boy. You got it, Miss Brooks. You got him again. Okay, go ahead.
Nice.
That answers your question. So now, maybe both are correct. How about that? We'll give you that. If you're just a simpleton, if you have no knowing, if you're just a beginner, say somebody like Clinton, then, the flat top-down Bob rule will work for you. There's nothing else.
Okay.
Once you go into the esoteric and you go into the sublime, then you're going to want more choices. More than that. You want to eat something more than macaroni and cheese the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Does that help you? That don't hurt Bob's feelings. Oh, wait, Bob don't have no feelings.
That did help.
You can't hurt Bob's feelings. He ain't got none. Okay, good.
All right.
Go ahead. That was
and funny. Then...
Order.
Oh. So, I was kind of fucked up back in high school after the like time warp experience I had. I was wondering what I could do to help me get like feel more unfucked. I don't know how to phrase that. To feel unfucked up from that.
We understand. The only reason it's fucked up is because you were stretched outside of you. You were stretched outside of you, and there's a little bit more than you can take or embrace. And so now it's sort of stuck, but not necessarily. Because we don't really see you as fucked up, but you still see yourself as different than you were. But when you see yourself like that, then of course your knee-jerk response is that, oh yeah, I'm fucked up, so I better shut up because I don't know how to say I'm fucked. See, as you were saying, I don't even know how to talk about how fucked up I think I fucked up I am. See? You see, I don't know how to say that. That's exactly right, because there's nothing wrong with you. That's what's wrong with you. Because that's the problem with you, there's nothing wrong with you. And we say that's a good thing because it puts you in a light that you can say, aha, this is reality. No, it's not. Yes, it is. No, it's not. And you never know from minute to minute what's going to happen again. That's where your rub is.
Okay. Yeah, it was pretty intense.
What happened in high school, Darius? I couldn't make out what you were saying.
I had a bit of a time warp experience back in high school.
Okay, that's all right. Hey, Ion, you gotta fix your mic, Ion. You're a little muffled.
You get back with him. Is that better or worse?
That's better.
Oh, it was backwards. Okay. That's an example of it. Okay. Both may work, but one's a little better. There you go. Well, back in this conversation, both may work, ours and Bob's, but one we're going to find a little bit better. So therefore, you should be able to shift and calculate. Now, just don't say a time warp. Tell Bob what the fuck happened. It got you fucked up. Who cares if you had a time warp experience? What does that mean? Okay, I got some bad sushi in high school. What does that mean? Nothing. Shit. Tell him about your experience, but he'll know, because he still doesn't know. He's placating you. He's fixing to cut you off because you're not on your game. Tell him about the time warp.
So in high school, I went. I was trying to create something and I wanted to have an experience. So I ended up going over, friend's house, like acquaintance house. And it was just like a super weird experience. Like, the first thing I noticed when I was walking over there was like the kind of shimmery, wavy look when you go through a portal.
Yeah.
And then I got in there and I had just, it was a whole bunch of weird experiences. Like I was playing, video games, but like they were also showing me clips from like recordings of the show, but stuff that I hadn't heard yet. And at that point I had heard quite a lot of the show, so it was unfamiliar stuff. And they were like asking me weird questions about Ascension and things like that, and showing me all kinds of weird stuff.
Who was playing it for you? Who was playing parts of our show?
It was these two kids that I went to high school with.
They were playing you our show?
Yes.
Wow. And you never heard of that, so yeah, what happened next?
And, like, I stayed there for, I don't even know how long, it felt like an eternity. And eventually I got, like, weirded out and left. But ever since that had happened, I just felt, like, off.
Right, so did it really happen? Did you go to a portal?
I mean, I wouldn't be able to tell the difference if it seemed real to me.
Okay, did you know the kids? Did you see them next day? Did you mention it ever again to them?
Yes, I see them. I saw them at school every day for the rest of my high school career. And
did they ever talk about our show?
They didn't talk about the show, but they did try to talk about what happened then a couple of times, and I would just brush it off, like act like I didn't know what they were talking about.
Right. Okay, so you've been wondering about that all these years.
Yeah.
See?
Okay.
So once again, that's the reason we wanted you to explain it. So once again, Bob could take credit for fucking up somebody else's life.
Yeah. Yeah, another notch. Okay, we gotta give someone else one more point before we do finish.
Can I ask one more question?
Well, quick.
Can you help me get to the 33rd parallel or help me set up so I can get there?
We'll do what we can. You've had plenty of time to work on this. But you are earnest in your request. It's not like I'm being belligerent. It's like I'm I'm fucked up. I'm fucked up. Bob fucked me up. So that's
okay. That's very good.
By
God,
okay. Don't you ever owe me money, or you'll be on the wrong end of the
stick. Don't you owe me money, man?
You that. It'll go smuggling now. It'll go smuggling. Not good. There are references. Hey, references are available on the quest.
Okay, thank you, Ion. Look up the page
number. Thank you,
Bob.
Thank you, Ion.
Okay, Darius. And look up Phoenix Way page number while I get the next person.
I want to do a bunch. I want to do a bunch of pages tonight.
Okay.
There's so much going on. But I don't know.
All right.
260.
Sip, who's 260. This? Who's this? SIP.
Wait a minute.
See who this is.
Wait a minute. 265. And then somewhere around it. You pick it. You can choose from that.
Sure.
I can do any of those. 265.
I can't pick nothing. SIP. You want to speak to Ion?
Sip. That's what's wrong with it, Bob. They've all been sipping during the private session. They can't set up straight.
Come on.
Come on, sip.
Where's Ava?
Can I get a sip?
Hey, you want to talk, Sean?
Bert,
you got a question, Sean?
Put Bert back. He didn't get an answer.
Anybody, they can't hear us. Sean.
Put Bert on. We can do it.
Hello, Bob.
TikTok.
Okay, quick, get
hey,
your question.
Sean of the Dead. Hey, Sean of the Dead.
Hiya, Ion.
Hey.
Ion, you said about there being no law to support things. So it is a waste of time to look into things like status correction, because those things won't have
there's
a law to
be nothing. There's going to be nothing to correct it. There's going to be no one to correct it. You can start the process, but by the time you get done, they're going to say, thank you, goodbye, with offices closed. No one.
Shoot you in the face.
Well,
okay,
maybe
so,
if you get there. You may not even get there, because time you try to get there, why are you going to kill yourself to go to a closed office? So, you know what happens.
Yeah. So, keys and A's to work out your defense systems, or
to
what
put
do we
your,
focus
to put
on?
The angels, to put the angels to work for you, so you get more comfortable with that, because you're soon going to have that connection. We don't talk about this a lot, because the little ones that are fucked, we don't really want to bring that up or emphasize that. But if you don't have control of the angels, they will eviscerate you. It'll be not good.
Okay.
And they'll drag you off into other lands, so it's really kind of nice to have the OA movement in your hip pocket.